Evidence. There's never enough for some.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, if the Bible tells us that there's enough evidence in the world to convince people that God is creator, why don't some people just simply believe it?
Oh, Mark, that's a good question. When you take the Bible as your foundation and build your models of science and history upon it, actually all the evidence from the animals, plants, and fossils do speak of a creator. The Bible tells us there's enough evidence in the world to convince people that God is creator. So why do many deny this foundational truth? Sadly, it's because they don't want to see it, not because the evidence is not there. And why don't they want to acknowledge the creator God of the Bible? Well, to do so would be to admit they're accountable to God, who owns them and has a right to set the rules. And because of man's rebellious heart, all of us want to write our own rules. The Apostle Peter warns us that in the last days, men will deliberately forget that God created the world. There's a willful choice not to believe. Ultimately, though, it's God who lets people see the truth. Our job at Answers in Genesis is to make sure they know it's the Bible's history that's true, and thus the gospel based in that history is also true.
The book of Genesis also teaches us about the origin of the family. It's one of the themes of Ken's new free booklet on what people are calling gay marriage. You can read Ken's fascinating insights when you visit our special website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.